Participation skills. Understand national symbols. 1. Why learn this skill? Does your school have a symbol? Perhaps it is a powerful panther or a proud eagle. You may even have your school's symbol on a t-shirt or a notebook. Displaying the symbol lets everyone know that you are proud of your school. The United States also has symbols. These symbols remind us of our nation's heritage. A heritage is a way of life, a custom, or a belief that has come from the past and continues today. 2. Understand the process. The symbols on these two pages represent parts of our nation's heritage. Each of these symbols has a special meaning for citizens of the United States. Many people feel proud when they see the United States flag. Look closely at the picture of the flag. Its three colors stand for values that are important to Americans. Red represents courage. White is for goodness, and blue is for care and justice. The 13 stripes on the flag represent the first 13 states. What do the stars stand for? The Great Seal of the United States is used on all important government papers. It shows that the United States is an independent nation. On the seal is an eagle, a bird known for its strength and freedom. In one claw, the eagle holds an olive branch, a symbol that shows the United States wants to live in peace. In the other claw, the eagle holds arrows. What do you think the arrows stand for? The Liberty Bell hangs in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It was rung in 1776 to celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Today, the Liberty Bell represents the freedom that the people of the United States enjoy. Uncle Sam is a cartoon symbol of the United States. The name probably comes from U.S., the country's initials. But the name was inspired by a real person. During the War of 1812, the letters U.S. were printed on the sides of barrels of food sold to the Army by a business person named Samuel Wilson. Over time, Wilson became known as Samuel Uncle Sam Wilson. The Statue of Liberty was the first thing that many immigrants saw as they entered the United States. The statue represents the freedom and opportunity the United States offers to newcomers. The Tomb of the Unknowns is a monument in Arlington National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia. A monument is something that is built to remind people of the past. The Tomb of the Unknowns holds the remains of three unidentified soldiers killed in World War I, World War II, and the Korean War, but it honors all the men and women who have given their lives in our country's wars. 3. Think and apply. Each state also has symbols reminding people of that state's heritage. Use an encyclopedia and other books to find out about the symbols of your state, such as the state flag or the state seal. Choose one symbol and draw a picture of it. Write a paragraph explaining what the symbol represents. Tell why it is important to your state's heritage. Lesson 4. Focus. How does government help unite the people? Main idea. As you read, look for ways in which the United States government unites the people in the 50 states. Vocabulary. Federal. Tax. Revolution. Declaration of Independence. Constitution. Legislative branch. Congress. Executive branch. Judicial branch. Supreme Court. People and government. Americans are different in many ways, yet there are many things that unite them, such as their belief in freedom and democracy. National symbols like the flag also unite Americans. So does government. Levels of government. Every morning, people in the Conway Woods neighborhood hated leaving for work or school. Driving a car from Conway Woods onto the main highway was dangerous. There had already been several accidents. Some people thought they should talk with government leaders about putting up a stoplight. But which government leaders should they talk with? In the United States, there are three levels of government. Each community has its own government called the local government. Then there are the state governments. Finally, there is a federal or national government for the whole country. These three levels of government help people solve problems that they could not solve alone, like putting up a stoplight. Each level of government, however, handles problems of a different size or kind. Some things that governments do are important only to the people in a community. These things include fixing city streets, picking up garbage, and buying fire trucks. In cases like these, people in the local community can best decide what to do. Other choices affect all the people in one state. For example, state governments take care of problems like building highways and paying for state parks. State governments also make laws about businesses and laws for drivers. Some things, however, have to do with everyone in the United States. We need an army to protect the whole nation. We must be able to mail letters and travel from state to state. The federal government deals with matters of those kinds. People get many services from local, state, and federal governments, but those services cost money. Police, teachers, and other public workers must be paid. People pay for government services when they pay taxes. A tax is money that a government collects from its citizens. Each level of government collects taxes. People often pay taxes on the money they earn and on the property they own. When they buy certain things, people may also pay a sales tax. Paying taxes is a responsibility shared by all Americans. Review. What are the three levels of government in the United States? A written plan of unity. The United States is a country made up of states, each with its own government. The early leaders of the United States had to figure out a plan for a federal government. The plan had to unite the states as one nation. Our nation's early leaders believed in self-government. That is, they wanted the people of the United States to govern themselves. After all, the people had fought a long war against England to win that right. That war was the American Revolution. A revolution is a large, sudden change in government or in people's lives. The United States declared its independence from England in 1776. Thomas Jefferson, a leader from Virginia, was asked to write a statement explaining why the country thought it should be free. That important statement is called the Declaration of Independence. In it, Jefferson wrote about freedom. He said that all people have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Liberty is another word for freedom. Jefferson explained that governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. In other words, Jefferson was saying that a government gets its power from the people. This was the basic idea that would unite all Americans under one federal government. The plan for the country's federal government is given in a document called the Constitution. The Constitution also describes the rights that people in the United States have. Everyone must obey the Constitution. It is the supreme law of the land. The Constitution set up three branches, or parts, to the federal government. Each branch of government has a separate job to do. Each branch is just as important as the other two. Review. What document gives the plan for the federal government? History. The National Archives. Visitors can see both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution at the National Archives building in Washington, D.C. For safety, both are sealed in heavy cases made of bronze and glass. At a moment's notice, the cases can be lowered into a safe. The lawmaking branch. One branch of government is the legislative branch. The main job of the legislative branch of government is to make laws. In the federal government, this branch is called Congress. Congress makes laws for the whole nation. Congress is made up of two parts. One part is the Senate. The voters of each state elect two senators to represent them in the Senate. The other part of Congress is the House of Representatives, sometimes called the House for short. Like members of the Senate, members of the House are elected by the voters in each state. But the number of representatives a state elects depends on how many people live there. States with more people, like California and Texas, have more representatives in the House. Congress meets in the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. There, members make laws that touch all our lives. A member of Congress once said that the United States is a government of the people, and that Congress is the people. He was saying how important the legislative branch is in a representative democracy. Review. What is the main job of the legislative branch? Carrying out laws. Another branch of the federal government is the executive branch. The main job of the government's executive branch is to see that the laws passed by Congress are carried out. The executive branch often suggests laws to Congress as well. In the federal government, the head of the executive branch is the president. The president directs the workers who collect taxes and run the government. Voters elect a president and vice president every 4 years. The president has one of the most important and difficult jobs in the world. The president deals with other countries on behalf of the United States. The president also is the leader of the military. Review. What is the main job of the executive branch? The courts. The judicial branch is the third branch of the federal government. The main job of the judicial branch is to see that laws are carried out fairly. The judicial branch also decides how people who break laws should be punished. The judicial branch is made up of all the federal courts. The most important court in the country is the Supreme Court. It is made up of 9 judges called justices. Decisions made by the justices apply to everyone in the country. Another job of the Supreme Court is to make sure that the Constitution is followed. The court must decide if laws passed by Congress or actions taken by the president agree with the Constitution. The court also decides if state laws and courts follow the Constitution. Review. What is the main job of the judicial branch? Working together. The three branches of the federal government work together. At the same time, each branch also keeps watch on the other two. That way, no one branch can become too powerful. The federal government helps unite Americans. It makes laws for everyone to obey. It also sets up common ways of doing things. The Constitution, for example, gives Congress the right to make bills and coins used for money. That way, Americans can use the same money in every state. Even the coins that we carry in our pockets help remind us that Americans are united. Each coin carries the national motto or saying, E pluribus unum. These Latin words mean, out of many, one. Review. Why is it important for each branch of government to keep a watch on the other two? Lesson 4 review. Check understanding. 1. Remember the facts. What are the three branches of the federal government? 2. Recall the main idea. How does the United States government unite the people in the 50 states? Think critically. 3. Cause and effect. Why doesn't each state make its own money? Show what you know. Chart activity. Draw a large triangle on a sheet of paper. Inside the triangle, write our federal government. On each point of the triangle, write the name of one branch of government. Beside each name, write what the branch does and who or what is the head of that branch. Compare your chart with those of your classmates. Chapter 2 Review. Connect main ideas. Use this organizer to show that you understand why people in the United States can have different ways of life but still be united. Complete it by writing 3 details about each main idea. A copy of the organizer appears on page 16 of the activity book. Write more about it. Explain differences. Suppose a visitor asked you to explain why there are so many different customs and ways of life in the United States. Write a paragraph or two to explain those differences. Tell how those differences affect your life. Write a letter. Imagine that you are an immigrant who has recently come to live in the United States. Write a letter to a friend in your native country. Describe the many things Americans share. Be sure to tell about rights and responsibilities. Use vocabulary. Write a term from this list to complete each of the sentences that follow. Custom, democracy, ethnic group, immigrant, majority rule, right. 1. Shaking hands when you meet someone is a blank. 2. An blank is a person who comes to live in a country from some other place. 3. An blank is made up of people from the same country, people of the same race, or people with a common way of life. 4. A blank is a form of government in which the people rule. 5. When decisions are made by voting, people follow blank. 6. A blank is a freedom, a person has. Check understanding. 7. Who were the first people to live in what is now the United States? 8. Most groups of people came to America by choice. Which group did not come by choice? 9. What kinds of things make up a group's culture? 10. Why do citizens of the United States elect representatives? 11. How is majority rule important to a democracy? 12. What is the main job of each branch of the federal government? Think critically. 13. Cause and effect. How have the many ethnic groups that have come to the United States affected the country? 14. Explore viewpoints. Is majority rule always the best way to decide things? Explain your answer. 15. Link to you. What responsibilities do you have as a citizen? Apply skills. Make a thoughtful decision. Imagine that you are to play in an important ball game, but the game is at the same time as a going away party for a friend. What steps would you follow to make a thoughtful decision about what to do? Understand national symbols. Think about what the United States means to you. Then create your own national symbol. Explain what the different parts of the symbol stand for. Read more about it. American Too by Elisa Bartone, Lothrop, Lee & Shepherd Books. This book tells the story of an Italian immigrant who is determined to be a modern American girl. Visit the internet at http://www.hbschool.com for additional resources.